From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Anti-government protesters appear to have broken into the international zone of Baghdad, the seat of Iraqi government and the location of most foreign embassies. There are reports of massive shooting and some explosions as protesters neared the secured area known as the Green Zone. An official at the emergency desk at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad said he couldn't confirm whether protesters were in the zone or if they were near the embassy compound, only that they had a situation there. There were reports the protesters were heading toward the office of Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. The protesters had been demanding that a new cabinet of technocrats be named to run the country. They are led by Shiite religious leader Muqtada al-Sadr. Nigeria's military says that a second Chibok girl rescued in a forest battle with Islamic extremists was kidnapped from her home village and is not among the 218 students missing from the 2014 mass abduction from the school by Boko Haram that sparked worldwide outrage. The girl is one of three daughters of a pastor of the Nigerian branch of the U.S.-based Church of the Brethren, kidnapped by Boko Haram in two separate attacks, community leader Pogu Bitrus told the Associated Press. An army spokesman said soldiers freed the girl after a Thursday night battle in the northeastern Sambisa forest, in which it liberated 97 women and children and killed 35 extremists. The spokesman originally claimed the girl was among the missing girls abducted more than 2 years ago from a boarding school in Chibok. The girl's abduction is an indication of how widespread the Islamic extremist tactic of kidnapping girls and young women is. This is VOA News. Top Paris attacks suspect Salah Abdeslam refused to talk during his first appearance before judges at a court in Paris Friday. A French citizen who grew up in Belgium, Abdeslam is charged with terrorism and murder for the November attacks in the French capital that killed 130 people. Lisa Bryant has more for VOA.
Those who wanted to hear Salah Abdeslam explain his actions were disappointed, since he remained silent in court. Abdeslam is believed to be the only direct participant in the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris who is still alive. His lawyer, Franck Berton, said Abdeslam exercised his right to remain silent at the morning hearing in a Paris courthouse. He complained that a 24-hour video surveillance of Abdeslam's maximum security cell is taking a psychological toll on his client and called it illegal. Berton had previously said Abdeslam was eager to talk. The Paris prosecutor claims he abandoned plans to blow himself up like the other attackers, including his older brother, Brahim. He's also been tied to the bombers who attacked Brussels airport and the Belgian city's subway in March. His Belgian lawyer has described Abdeslam as a moron with the intelligence of an ashtray and little knowledge of Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Egyptian Army Brigadier General Mohamed Samir Saeed issued a statement on Friday on Facebook saying personal belongings of the passengers and parts of the plane debris from the downed Egypt Air Flight 804 has been found in the Mediterranean Sea, a short distance south of where the aircraft vanished from radar screens. Search teams continued looking for wreckage Friday of the Egypt Air jet carrying 66 people that disappeared north of the Egyptian coast and crashed into the sea Thursday on a flight from Paris to Cairo. No cause of the crash has been determined. And the Associated Press is reporting that Turkey's parliament has approved a bill to amend the Turkish constitution to strip lawmakers of immunity, a move that paves the way for trials of several pro-Kurdish and other legislators. The bill now needs to be ratified by the president. The amendment was proposed by the Justice and Development Party after the president accused the pro-Kurdish party, People's Democratic Party, or HDP, of being an arm of outlawed Kurdish rebels and repeatedly called for their prosecution on terror-related charges. The bill puts 138 lawmakers, the vast majority of them from two opposition parties, at risk of prosecution. Turkey has a history of excluding Kurds from politics, and critics see the bill as an effort to wipe out pro-Kurdish parties. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.